See, instead of just leaving well enough alone, no. You have to issue a comment. You have to show everybody that you are operating from your flesh. There's no way in the world, after two episodes that I've talked about these calendars, talked about these feast days, and added the scriptures, there's no way in the world you went back and read all of that to even have an informed opinion for you to call me wrong in respects of a particular type of calendar. This is in reference of a comment I had just received in today's episode from follower of Yahuwah 24. This is what he says. Larry, I love the show and your Instagram page when you be cooking these spiritually retarded Christians. In all honesty, I do. I feel as though it's much needed. I love the episode when you brought the brother on from Africa too. I've been trying to figure out how to reach you and contact you on this calendar topic because you have it all wrong. In capitals, all wrong. And you keep saying you're humble, but you speak with a lot of pride and you talk down to others and you're the one that is wrong, especially about Zadok. Now, if you were talking to a narcissist, do you tell a narcissist, oh my gosh, you're so beautiful, you're so put together, everything is about you, and then turn around and say, you know what, you're a narcissist. That makes no sense. I say it again. If you met a narcissist and you know they're all about themselves and you went up and said, you know what? I love the way you have your hair. I love the way your eye color looks. I love the way you put yourself together. I love all the selfies that you put up on Instagram. And say, by the way, you are a narcissist and you're wrong. That makes no sense. So I'm getting projection from this person right here. Pure projection. I don't need to say that I'm humble. I'm simply telling you scriptures that I have found that backs up and confirms what I believe is the biblical lens and what I believe is a proper calendar. And I said this before, do not follow me if you are not ready to. I'm not forcing anyone to go my way. I'm simply showing you on the blackboard, as if we're in school, I'm showing you a math problem and I'm giving you all of the variables to show you how I got to the solution of this math problem. I am not going door to door, not and telling you, hey, follow this or else. Everything I've been showing you and telling you is from scripture. I'm not taking anything out of context. I've been really meticulous in showing you and telling you what types of verses talks about the calendar. So I don't have it all wrong. I'm simply seeking, which is what the Father has told me to do. Seek him 10 times more. If my awakening came in 2018, 2019, I have found him. Now I'm seeking for him 10 times more. And I explained this already in the episode today. I'm doing everything I can but move to where the biblical location is. The reason I can't move to South Africa is because the Most High has not called me to move. He wants me to sit here for my second exodus. I'm not going to be the foolish one like the children of Ephraim who left out of captivity before it was time and then got slaughtered in the roadways. I'm not going to make that mistake. So what I am doing is using the seasons with the American moons here, because let's face it, it is 8 hours ahead of America. So I can't use the moons over there. It's almost a half a day or already gone. So I'm using the seasons with the new moons I'm seeing here. I'm trying to be as close as possible to the Father. But what I am not doing is following another doctrine. Have y'all even investigated where this Zadok calendar came from? Where did it come from? It came from the Dead Sea Scrolls, wrapped up with another doctrine, with another group, with another sect called the Essenes. And I said this before, and I went over this in previous episode, that the Dead Sea Scrolls is whack. The Dead Sea Scrolls was made up because the Dead Sea Scrolls was found in Qumran Caves, 1947. They needed to find some major archaeological evidence that would state that Israel was in that fake land. So in 1947, then the Dead Sea Scrolls was found. 1948, the Balfour Declaration was signed. And this is before World War II had ended. They have already came out with 10 locations. They were going to put the state of Israel, and we would believe it, just like you fools believe in these Dead Sea Scrolls. I don't talk down on no one. I'm simply telling you, if you're stupid, then you're stupid. If you're foolish, then you're foolish. I'm not talking down on anyone. It's just your projection and your insecurity with the information I provided goes against your cognitive dissonance. Period. I got to keep saying it over and over again, over and over again. This is where we are. This is what we should be doing in New Moons. This is how we do it. And people hear it and go, it goes in one ear and out the other. So obviously telling you straight up with love and sincerity ain't doing it. I usually understand that people start moving differently when they feel shame. So Zadok, did y'all even look up the name? Did you look at what Zadok means? In the Sefer, it is spelled T-S-A-D-O-Q. Zadok was a high priest. An honored and favorite high priest of Yahuwah, because they did not go astray when the other Levites at the time and the tribe of Yehuda went astray. They were guardians of the temple, guardians of the watch. So Zadok and his sons were honored and favored. Now, if you look in the definition of or in the name of Zadok and its many spellings, it is also pronounced or spelled S-A-D-U-C-C. Now, if you go out of the Old Testament into the New Testament, where do you see this name again? You see it with the Sadducees. This is where that name comes from. Mind you, they came in and perverted it, manipulated it, and then made it a doctrine using the honor and favor of priest Zadok. That's what they did. It's the same thing that these nations do now. They take Yahushua HaMashiach, turn it into Jesus Christ and Christianity. Simple. It's very easy to see. If you take your emotions out of the way, if you take your flesh out of the way, if you take your stiff-neckedness out of the way, you would see this. There is nowhere in that scripture, there's nowhere in the books of the old or new that says Zadok made a calendar. Doesn't say anywhere. There's only been one referencing calendar in all of scripture, and that is Enoch. So people choosing to follow Zadok when it is not in scripture are preaching a false gospel and a false doctrine. Let me take it a little bit further. Nick Vanderland's calendar, the Gregorian calendar, the Dead Sea Scroll Essene calendar, and now the Zadok calendar, they are all on different months. I mean, they're really, some of them are different months, different days of the week, from March to April, all different, but somehow all of these calendars line up with the Shabbat being Friday and Saturday, from Friday sunset to Saturday sunset. How is that even possible? How is this the work of Yahuwah that multiple calendars, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 calendars all have different starting dates, all have the same Shabbat? Give me the Bible verse that says all of these calendars were legit outside of Enoch. Show me that verse. Show me where the Sadducees created a calendar and said that we, after the Enoch calendar, need to go into this calendar to fix 354 days. Because at that time, why would Zadok, who's alive during the Old Testament, who was following the Enochian calendar, why would he need to make another calendar? Why would he institute that his followers, the Sadducees, or people who manipulated and used his name to create a different sect, why would they use a different calendar then? Because Saduk was under the old calendar, which is Enoch's calendar, which is with 30 days apiece, with 4 days being the four divisions of the year with the seasons. So who implemented this calendar? All y'all got to do is do your research. That's not being talked down on. That's telling you I have to continue to talk about something I thought was easily understandable. But apparently it is not, because I'm dealing with people who do not know how to do their basic research, or like I said today in 2 Timothy, study to show themselves approved before bringing their information to the masses. I thought that was very simple and basic to do. But like I said, brothers get into this and get a little bit of fame and don't know how to backtrack. There is nowhere in scripture that says that we should be changing our calendars based on made up sex. And taking information that wasn't even in the scriptures to begin with and saying that, oh, let's pay attention to this now because they found these scrolls in a cave somewhere. In a fake land. And some people are still going on talking about Israel's a real land. Even when it's easily identifiable that Mount Zion, talked about in Psalms from David, was a high elevated mountain. And but in Israel, they tell you, even in the Google search, that Israel and Mount Zion, it is a foothill. It is simply a hill. It comes a time when you stop coming to people in sincerity and love. Especially in this generation, we're getting closer to the end times. Now, I'm pretty sure the Most High is not going to hang people for following different calendars. That ain't me. He may not. But I don't know him well enough to know exactly what he's going to do in reference to this calendar. The only way we know who's going to be right is if he comes back and we start the Passover on wherever the day starts. If the Passover starts in September, I'm going to be right. If the Passover starts in March, I'm going to be wrong. But I don't see the Most High using the Northern Hemisphere to order these feast days and order these Shabbats. When he talked about at length in many parts of the Old Testament about his land, he has never exalted nobody else's land but his land. I said this before, prophets broke their neck to try to get back for a feast day in the Southern Hemisphere. Instead, they could just participate in it and got a gathering of people and worshiped it in the Northern Hemisphere when you knew that the time was be completely different than what they're used to at home. He could have done that. Paul could have done that. Paul said, you know what? Let's gather up whatever harvest is here and let's just do the feast here. Paul said, nah, I need to get back to Yerushalayim. I need to get back to do this feast. So I looked at the calendar myself. It's online. It's ZadokWay.com. And I'm looking at it. The only thing they got appearing on their calendar is full moons. And they ain't even right, because it talks about the full moon being the midway point of the month. This is why most of those feast days, the Pesach, the Shavuot, and Sukkot, they are all at the middle of the month where the moon will be full. Here, their Passover is April 8th. April 8th, which they have it as the 14th day. But if you look at the moon on April 8th, it is waxing gibbous. Waxing. That means we're coming to the end. And it's not even right, because then you got a full moon on 4/12. Let me look this up to be sure. So 8th, waxing gibbous, the moon is getting light received upon it, but it's not a new moon. And the 12th is a new moon, is a full moon. I'm looking right at it. And you know what that sticks out? The 14th day in scripture is a Shabbat. They have a Shabbat on Saturday. Then I think the last day is a no servile work day, which is almost like a Shabbat. That's 2.5 type Shabbats in 1 week. That is no way possible. You have a Shabbat on the 14th, which is one, the 14th, one, two, three. Then you got another Shabbat on the 5th day. Then you come back and do another Shabbat, type of Shabbat on the 21st, which is the 2 days to 3 days after that. That's almost three Shabbats in 1 week. Impossible. No way is it mentioned that in scripture. There's only talked about one Shabbat on the 14th, and it would be a Shabbat anyway, because it's the 14th day. If you look at the new moon, it'd be 1 to 7, 7 to 14, 14 to 21. It would make much more sense. It does not say do a Shabbat on the 14th and then get ready for your Shabbat on the 7th day. That makes no sense. But like I said before, all of these calendars that I mentioned in the Dead Sea Scrolls, Gregorian, and Nick Vanderland's calendar all start on different dates, but somehow they all end up with Saturday Shabbats. You keep holding on to Saturday. Why? Because most of you work during the week, so you are not at liberty to do Shabbats because they move around if you're using the new moon calendar. So you feel some type of way. You feel like you're letting down the Most High, as if he don't know that we're in a land of our captivities and certain things we just can't do. But instead of going with that flow, no, let's change the entire calendar so we can have off on Fridays and Saturdays, so we feel good that we're actually walking with the Most High. It's been 5 years since the awakening, and most of us awakened, and we have already came away from those Friday to evening to Saturday evening Shabbats, especially when the Judaism, they practice that. You think they got it right? People who stole our identity and turned it into something else, turned it into a religion, turned it into a sect, you think they got it right? Oh, you think the Sadducees, The followers of Zadok, do you think the Sadducees got it right? You think the Essenes got it right? Bro, y'all might as well be just house Negroes then. Just go back to doing that. Be that. Y'all want to follow everything but the word. Talk about everything but the word. I have not seen not one scripture validating that calendar. Not one. And I gave you a chance, 500 characters in the comment section of today's episode to state scripture and facts, and you hit me with emotion. Projection and emotion. The telltale sign of the ignorance of this nation and this generation. Oh no, it's something different from what I know. You're wrong. They don't provide any evidence and say you're trying to reach out to me. I'm not that hard to get a hold of. Somehow people have found the email to my podcast and have been contacting me. A young lady, 19 years old, contacted me today. I have the first time I've ever heard from her. But yet you finding it difficult of not knowing how to contact me. Keep your mouth shut. I don't talk down on nobody. I'm encouraging you to find and search and seek. If I feel like I'm talking down on you, because you know you're wrong. And that's what you feel is shame. What you feel is reproach. I don't control the Ruah. Yah controls that. You calling yourself a follower of Yahuwah, yet you following different Jewish sects that were created after the prophets have gone to sleep. And I'm wrong. After I provided so much evidence. Now, I could be talking to a bot. I could be talking to an agent. But the reason why this comment appealed to me, because the Most High obviously wanted me to dive deeper into the foolishness y'all starting to follow. Y'all go from doctrine to doctrine to doctrine to doctrine to doctrine to doctrine to doctrine. At one point, you'd be like, oh, 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 why am I believing in this? Why am I believing this right now? Let me search this matter out more. As if that's what everybody else has been doing this whole time with anything and everything, is searching out matters more. I said, do this on your own. That's why I said, when people ask me, why don't you create a calendar? I'm not creating nothing. You do this on your own. So the most I can tell you if he wants you to do it this way or not. I'm only showing you what he has called me to do. I put it on his plate. I said, I'm not doing another feast day, another new moon. I'm not doing nothing until you yourself pull me in the direction I need to be pulled. And since then, this is the direction I've been pulling, or been pulled. I ain't making this up. I'm using scripture, not my emotions. That's the difference between me and you. I'm searching out through scriptures, through the word, through the Ruach. Y'all hear something completely opposite and go cry and whine and bitch and beg and say, please, don't talk to us like this. Y'all swear, act like y'all, I'm talking to adults, but obviously I'm talking to middle schoolers. This generation is weird. Y'all act like y'all never had parents to talk to y'all before or elders talk to you before. Why? Because somebody must be pandering to your candy asses and the reason why you can't accept correction. Y'all must be high and mighty on yourself. The only pride I'm showing is pride and being proud of these scriptures that I found. I'm not going around with a pot and pan and a trumpet saying, I got it all right. Sound like a female. The same first thing they do. I'm showing you information that y'all following is wrong. You're arrogant. I ain't never even used the term gaslighting in all my life until this generation, until I figured out what it was. Every time you tell somebody new information and exactly the sources, where you get it from, the first thing out of their mouth is not to actually absorb the information first. The first thing out of their mouth is to react to it. Oh, no, that's not right. And then don't follow it up with information that's saying that I'm wrong. It's more emotion on top of emotion and trying to drag me down to their level and say, oh, no, you must be prideful. You are not humble. You are arrogant because this is the way you think. You talk down on others. That ain't my problem. I told y'all, there's another page or YouTube page y'all can follow if you want a softer approach to things. I'm not changing my tone of voice. I can't change my tone of voice that I grew up in or grew up on. The same way I'm talking to you, the same way my father talked to me when I wasn't getting it right and I kept making mistakes. But I ain't crying and whine when he was talking to me this way. I knew that the best way to shut my father up when he reprimanded me or is to not be in trouble, is to do it the right way. That's what made my father never speak. That's almost like, yeah, if you don't want to be punished, don't misstep. Don't transgress. Don't break Torah. Don't break commandments. If you don't want y'all to say nothing, do what you're supposed to be doing. It should be simple. It's almost like that. That's like the loss of life. You don't want to be arrested? Don't do stupidness. You don't want to get kicked out of the house? Don't do anything to make you get kicked out of the house. I don't see how that's hard. But y'all want everybody to care about your emotions, how you feel. Oh, you're not showing enough empathy. You're not being compassionate. You're not doing this. And this is usually after they have already accused somebody of doing something else. Because they don't expect somebody to come back or to clap back at them for the information that they so-called think is wrong.